98.1 KZE. It is MK with you a couple minutes after four on your Thursday. Delighted to welcome back an artist who's been in the studio with us once before. She is playing on Saturday at the Park Theater in Hudson with a great band called Cloud Belly. She's going to be opening up the show. Please welcome back to the KZE studio, Hen in the Fox House.
Hello, WKZE and MK. How are you?
Hanging in.
I'm going to play you guys a song that I wrote called Nice Girl in Texas. Trying to fix this for 2 years. Now I learned that you never even wanted it. I'm sure you'll find a real nice girl in Texas. I never wanted it to, and you did, and you did, and you did, and you did. The unknowns and the knowns you ended in. I hope you find a real nice girl. I'm sure you'll find a real nice girl. I know you'll find a real nice girl in Texas. My friend says endings are just transitions, and it's okay. I just thought you'd be the one I grew old with someday. I know you'll find a real nice girl. I'm sure you'll find a real nice girl. I hope you find a real nice girl in Texas. And the bullies on the playground get one more win, and queerness scares another queer kid. I'm sure you'll find a real nice girl. I know you'll find a real nice girl. I'm sure you'll find a real nice girl. I hope you find a real nice girl.
KZE, Hen in the Fox House, my guest in the studio for her second appearance. Welcome back. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So Saturday night at the Park Theater in Hudson. Is this your first time playing at the Park Theater?
So I host the open mic there.
Not at all.
Every second Thursday. So I've performed there a couple times in the open mic, but this is our first show there.
Awesome. I don't think I knew you hosted the open mic there.
Yeah, we just started up in January. So
awesome.
It's just been a couple times, but it's a great open mic.
Yeah.
A ton of people show up.
Have you met some cool musicians that way?
Very cool. And it's cool because people come from all over the area. So you get to meet people from Poughkeepsie, from Western Mass, like where, you know, it gets a different group every time, but there's like a core group of people that keep showing up too.
Nice. And it's such a beautiful theater too.
Oh my God, it's stunning.
Yeah. To get to play on that stage is very, very special.
I'm obsessed with the patina wall where it's like you can see the copper and the green, and it's a really old building. It used to be a silent movie theater, so it's got a really cool vibe to it.
Yeah. So you're playing on Saturday night, opening for Cloud Belly. Have you played with them before?
We have not. Yeah, no. They're a new band, but Sierra Fagal is somebody that I met years ago.
Yeah, she's wonderful. She's been here in the studio too.
Yeah, she's fantastic. So, and they do a lot of 4-part harmony, and we do 3-part harmony. So I think it'll be a good mix.
Tell me about your band. You're playing as a trio this time?
Yeah, so Hen in the Fox House is now a trio. We got Chris Gartman on drums, Hudson Valley legend. He was in the Woodstock band 3. For many years, and then Jacob Miller on bass. He's opened up for Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats, and he used to tour with Esme Patterson, and so just two really killer musicians, and hopefully three. I'm playing guitar and singing, and I write all the songs.
You are also killer. Yes,
thank you.
No need to be humble. But I understand the impulse. I feel like it's hard, especially like femme musicians, it's really hard to promote yourself.
It's hard to like occupy that space too. Like I really am learning how to do that. I used to be a professional opera singer. Mm. And it's interesting because with opera, I was able to be very confident. But there's something about sharing my own stuff, I think, because it's the thing I've always wanted to do.
Right.
It makes me so much more nervous.
Yeah.
And so there's also that, like, how do I show up authentically and not have people... Like, people have tried to like fix it and tell me what to do, and it's like, no, this
just
is
let
not
me
for
thing.
Anybody but for me to figure yeah. out, because you don't know what it's like to exist in my body.
Totally.
And, yeah, you know, experience the things. Yeah, so, but my bandmates are amazing. They are two white men who are really good at making space for the leadership of, like, a queer woman of color.
Yeah.
Which I really appreciate.
That is awesome. Did you, so you got your start singing opera?
Yeah.
Was that kind of your first, like, musical endeavor?
Yeah, I started singing choir in, like, high school choir and stuff, mm-hmm. and then started taking voice lessons with a teacher there. And then she was like, hey, why don't you, like, try to pursue this? And I really wanted to just write songs and be, like, be like a pop singer, basically. Like, I want to be Tori Amos. Like,
yeah, of course. Who doesn't?
But I was too scared, so I was like, well... If I learn how to sing opera, then I could do anything, because it's, like, the hardest thing.
That's
to
very
learn how
true.
To do.
Yeah.
That was my like 15-year-old logic.
That's really solid logic. I actually also did some opera back in the day. I wasn't good at it, but I did, you know, I did a little bit in school, and, like, if
it's
you
so
have
freaking
that
hard.
If you have that foundation, like, truly you can sing anything. And I was not good at it.
I really know how there's a difference between having a good voice and being a good singer.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm a very good singer.
Yeah.
I have, like, a decent, interesting voice.
I think you have a lovely voice.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I really fished for that one tonight.
No. Like, because you are. You have very strong control over it, but you also have a very nice tone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also trans, so I transitioned with testosterone, and my voice lowered a sixth. Oh. So I then had to learn how to sing all over again.
Oh,
fun
my
fact.
Gosh, yeah.
So I've been on quite a journey.
Was that hard?
It was so hard, MK. Like, it took as long to figure out how to sing with the new voice as it did to sing with the first voice.
Yeah.
It took, like 10 years both times.
Different set of vocal cords, essentially.
I had a break.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Yeah.
That threw me for, like, 10 years. And now, if my friend, it's met someone for me the other day, my fabulous musician, Jem Violet, one of my best friends, was like, I think you navigate your break as well as anybody that I know. And I was like,
yeah.
Dang, like, that is a good compliment to me, because I worked so hard to
and
be able to do
probably
it.
Probably also listening to a lot of female voices growing up and kind of
that,
like, had in your head. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always wanted that. I have the voice that I always wanted.
Oh, I'm so
That's
glad.
That's what's weird.
What
and could not have anticipated. I wasn't like a scientist, like, I'm going to change my voice to exactly how it was. Like, it just turned out that I now have, which is why trans people are beautiful and magical.
Yeah.
That I now have the voice I always.
Like, what a thing to be able to say.
I know. Thank you for letting me say that. We need to be saying that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, absolutely. Hen in the Fox House is my guest. She is playing on Saturday at the Park Theater in Hudson. Would you like to grace us with another one?
I would love to. I'm just going to tune real quick. And in the meantime, I'm going to tell you guys, if you want to find me online, you can find me at Hen in Fox House. On Instagram, that's the only social media I do. And then we also have a website, heninthefoxhouse.com.
Nice.
We just printed vinyl, and we're playing at the Pines May 14th. And that's going to be, like, our vinyl party. So
oh,
if people
fun.
Want to come hang out with us, we'll be playing 90 minutes of music there. And then Saturday at Park, this Saturday at 8 o'clock, opening for Cloudbelly. We'd love to see you guys there. Thanks, MK. This is called Tourmaline. And I'm going to try to change the swears, because I know I can't swear on the radio.
Appreciate you.
Every single move I make turns wrong. Been stuck in this crappy job so long. Some days I hate myself. Wish I could wake up someone else. Mama's sick and we don't know how. Poor brother just can't land a job. And it sucks that I can't help. I could wake up someone else. No one sees what I'm made of. And there's a flipping tornado stirring up. I can't get a hold of. Can't achieve one damn break. How much is one man supposed to take? Strong, pure on the inside. The night we met in that neighborhood bar. Couldn't believe how handsome you are in that red flannel. Mahayam pulled up a chair. You had a hard time getting there, but you're just covered up in grime underneath your tourmaline. Shiny, strong and pure on the inside. You just need a good dusting off. It's all the years and the weight of it. Shiny, strong and pure on the inside. How would it feel to make your own answer to people who deserve and care about you?
Or the truth and light. 98.1 KZE, Hen in the Fox House. My guest today, playing on Saturday night at the Park Theater in Hudson, along with Cloud Belly. Tell me a little bit about your live show now that you have a trio. Do you like to interact with your audience? Like, what's your style?
Yeah, I love interacting with the audience, breaking that fourth wall. And we also... I'm not like in the center front, like the three of us face each other.
Oh, cool.
So that we can communicate really easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. Like, I'm definitely a band person versus like a solo musician or lead singer with a backup band person. Mm-hmm. Like, we are. So that's what's really cool is like, we're all big music nerds, and, our vibe is trying to make it as fun for the audience as possible and sound as good as we can sound.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. This is going to be a really great night of music.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with Cloud Belly, but I know Sierra and she is wonderful. And yeah, you're fantastic. This is going to be a really, really good show.
Thank you. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Park Theater in Hudson, Hen in the Fox House, and Cloud Belly this Saturday night. That's like 8 o'clock-ish show starts?
Yeah, music starts 8 o'clock sharp.
Beautiful. 8 o'clock sharp.
Seven.
And again, that's at Hen in Fox House on Instagram, right?
That's right.
Awesome. Elena, thank you for joining us again.
Thanks, MK. Great to be here.
We got your community bulletin board. Eddie Ninevolt up next on KZE.